إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you about the importance of monitoring and watching our conversations, what we speak, especially at home, in our businesses and so on. Monitor that conversation. Meaning, for example, one of the things that you might want to keep track of is throughout the day, how many times do you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in what context do we mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we say zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, usually we take it to mean making zikr, you know, on a tasbih or something, or saying subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, or whatever. But zikr is remembering. It is to mention, and it is to say the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying subhanallah and alhamdulillah, all of this. But the actual meaning of zikr is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in multiple ways. So salat is zikr, tilawat al-Quran is zikr, all of these things are zikr. But even more importantly, zikr is to be understood in terms of how many times and in what context do we remember Allah. So, for example, if we are at home, when we are having our meal, for example, you are having lunch or dinner, you are there with your children, your spouses and so on, is there the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during that meal? You know, specifically monitor that, think about it and ensure it happens. Is there specific mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during that meal? So, when you start the meal, do you make dua? Or you don't make dua, you forget. While you are eating the meal, do you make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is your wife or your children, whoever is eating, are they making shukr of Allah? Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us such lovely food. Is anybody saying that? Am I saying it? Then, if there is something wrong with the food, salt is more, salt is less, whatever taste, what do we do? Do we complain? Do we criticize somebody? May Allah protect us. Sometimes, do you actually get angry with that? Or do you say, this food is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I object? How can I object? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me something. How can I object? I mean, to the extent, when I was growing up, Allah alam, today I don't know what people are teaching, but at least when we were growing up, we were taught that if you went to somebody's house and if you were invited to a meal, then no matter what the food was like, number one, you do not say anything. Number two, you do not ask for salt, because that's the usual thing you ask for. You do not ask for salt. Even if the food has no salt, you don't ask for salt. And you do not ask for pickles, because that's another thing, you know, you ask for pickles. Why? Because the host might feel that, or hostess might feel that, you know, something is wrong with the food. That's why they're asking for pickles. Or if they're asking for salt, meaning the salt is less. We were taught this specifically as part of our manners when we are in somebody's house. Even if the host or hostess says, can I give you some salt? Is it okay? You say, yes, it is okay, even when there is absolutely no salt. As a mark of respect for the host, as a mark of appreciation that you were invited. What do you say with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the raziq. So when somebody has cooked the food, that person who cooked the food is not your raziq. Is your cook the raziq? Is your maid servant who is cooking in the house? Is your wife or whoever cooks the food in your place, are they your raziq? Or is Allah your raziq? If Allah is my raziq, then how can I complain about the food? How can I complain also about the food when there are people for whom that food of mine which I am complaining about, if it was given to them, they would consider it to be a ni'mah from heaven directly. Why? Because they have not eaten for 2 days. They have not eaten for 2 days. For them, food is what they pick out of the garbage bin. You have seen it, I have seen it, not in some other country, in our own country. I have seen people picking out food from the garbage bin in this same city of Hyderabad. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make us among those who have to find their food in the garbage bin. So this food which we are complaining about, if this food was offered to those people who are at the garbage bin, what would they say? Would they complain? They would say, subhanallah, Allah gave us this. This is from Jannah. This is from Jannah. Then what must we do with regard to food? I'm saying because these are the common things that happen in our homes. I mean, you know, food is one major issue. Our whole life hinges on food. So how much of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens in our day-to-day conversation? It is very important to inculcate this in our families, among the children and so on. And the way to inculcate that is by practicing it ourselves. Even if a child complains, says, no, no complaint. This food is from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Similarly, with regard to everything else, whether it's the weather, it is too hot, it is too cold. You know, the whole issue of complaining. Please understand, if you complain, you are complaining against Allah. Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah was going somewhere. He overheard a conversation. Two men were talking. One man was complaining to the other man about this and that, whatever it was in his life. Hassan Basri stopped and he called them. He said to the man who was complaining, he said, how do you complain about Ar-Rahman to someone who has no Rahman? He said, how do you complain about Ar-Rahman to someone who has no Rahman? He said, at the most, he said, how can this man change your life anyway? So maybe he has some pity on you. After some time, he gets tired of your complaints. Maybe he laughs at you behind your back. What is the good of telling him? What can he do anyway? He can't change your life. Whatever your life is there, I mean, how can somebody else change it? You go and complain, how does it make a difference? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Build your ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who can change it. So conversations. Monitoring conversations in our homes, starting with ourselves. Consciously remind yourself, what am I saying? What are the kalimat? What are the words on my tongue? Are they words of shukr? Are they words of glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we are having a meal, do we sit down, for example, and you're eating this beautiful basmati rice, this lovely biryani? Yeah? Do you sit down for a minute with your family and you say, just think about this, this grain of rice, where was it grown? Basmati doesn't grow here. So this thing came from probably somewhere in the Punjab. This grain of rice which I am about to eat, where did it grow? What did the farmer who was planting this seed, does he know about me? Did he plant this seed for me? No. What all did that farmer have to do to make this plant grow? Yeah, he is the man who toiled in the sun, in the fields. This grain was produced. This grain was harvested. This grain was bagged. This grain was stored. Then this grain got onto a truck. And the truck driver drove that truck 2000 kilometers. Seriously, think of one grain of basmati rice which we eat without thinking. How much of effort has gone behind that one grain of rice? Then it comes to a shop, then we buy it from the shop, then it comes to your house, then somebody cooks it, then it comes to your table. That one grain of rice has traversed how many thousand kilometers? Because your name is written on it. It came all that distance. All that effort went into it. And who brought it to your table? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Because none of this could have happened without the will of Allah. And then you want to complain on that? La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. Think about this. The fact that what is the conversation at our tables in our homes, and we'll talk about this further, inshallah. But for today, let us just think about this. How many times a day in my home, in my business, in my workplace, do I mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many times a day do I hear the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the people around me? Whoever is there, my family, do they mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if they don't mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do I mention so that they also remember to mention? So let's think about this. I mean, each day something, let's make sure that we bring the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu into our daily conversations in our homes, in our businesses and wherever we are. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the barakah of His name in our lives, in every aspect of our lives, because there is barakah in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And things which are done with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have barakah in them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with that barakah and to enable us to remember Him and remember His name in everything that we do. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.